John, you know this roster up and down. You put it together. Coming off the Pittsburgh loss, the bye week, forging forward, what do you know about these guys and how it gets better?
I think there's an understanding after you play a game like this. I think you have to look yourself in the mirror. We're in the first quarter of the season. We have 12 games left. We're sitting 500. We're 2-2. I think last year we were sitting 1-3 at this mark. It's always good to be optimistic, but it's also a point of emphasis of understanding what must be corrected. I think that started with the coaching staff.
Be consistent and disciplined with everything that we do.
But I also think that understanding the makeup of that locker room, those veteran players and those younger guys feeding off those older guys.
I need the best out of all of y'all.
Dominate.
One-on-one matchup.
That's what veteran leadership is all about. And I think that they understand the task at hand as we move forward here. You know, I have nothing but sincere respect for those men in that locker room and their will to fight in adverse moments. And there's nothing that leads me to believe that that won't happen.
You and I have also chatted, too, about the blend of this roster. You've already alluded to it. But part of the blend is younger guys. You intentionally put this roster together with some younger guys. But don't you have to live and grow with them?
We're the sixth youngest roster in the National Football League. The mantra of this is next man up. So those young guys have to understand that, but there is a degree of urgency in terms of making sure that the little things are done. That's what I say, look yourself in the mirror. Make sure that you're doing everything that's possible that can achieve success. That's called total professionalism. Just because you're young, they lack experience. They don't lack talent. So now what they have to do is they have to learn, how do I become a true professional moving forward? And you can take those exercises and learn from those by following those veterans that do that.
Take care of each other, have each other back, we'll be all right.
Now, moving forward, what confidence do you have in your knowledge of Andy Reid and his staff about getting everything done in 2016 that the Chiefs Kingdom wants to get done?
I think that's easy. Who better to be at the helm than Andy Reid? As he says, he goes, you know what? It starts with me. And he's going to do the little thing. He's going to be the same guy day in and day out. And he asks those players, be the same guy striving for the ultimate goal day in and day out, understanding your craft and understanding that, you know what? Football's a pretty hard game. So you have to maximize everything that's mentally and physically to prepare yourself for your next opponent.